this is an encouragement, actually, and to let you know that God hears our prayers, and we sometimes don't know how He's going to do that, or even if He does, but you sort of think, well, I hope You heard me, Lord. But the other night I was dreaming, and I said, God, I'm sick of these silly little dreams that I'm having. You know, sometimes they just don't make any sense. And anyway, the next night I said, Lord, please, I want to hear from You. And I want You a dream that's from You. And then the next night, God gave me a dream that I remembered from a while ago. It took me every minute of every moment of what He took me through was unbelievable. And He just reminded me that He hears me. He heard me. And my heart's desire was that I would hear from Him. And if your heart is right with Him, and if you love Him with all of your heart, which I know all of you do, just ask Him. Just ask Him, because He's there waiting to give you what you have yearned for. And He gave me such an amazing dream that I can't, it's just amazing. And I just thank the Lord with all my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know there's more. It's the Holy Spirit. He delights in meeting with His people.
This is just a message that we should appreciate this fellow. He's such an encourager.
Well, we'll take that. Thank you.
As you all know, the Lord is always reminding us that He changes not. So why should we change if we have Him living inside of us? For He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So the Lord would remind you today, don't be influenced by surroundings and by the things that you hear. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, but I have given you the words of life. Dwell on them and do not be afraid.
Best sermon we've had for a long time. A delight. Well, last chance. Before we move into other areas, Connie's going to come bring the prayer book in the house. It's one of the great delights that we have.